I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The 12th Annual Winter Folk Festival will be held in the Florence Event Center this Saturday and Sunday, January 18th and 19th. Featured performers include John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, The Brothers Four, and many others. Joining us by phone at KLCC is Hal Weiner, musical director of the Winter Folk Festival. Hello, Hal.
Yeah, hi.
The Brothers Four are a band that's been around longer than I have. Tell me about them from your perspective.
Yeah, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary. Whoever attends this concert will know every single song they sing if they were brought up during the great folk scare of the 60s.
Once there were green fields kissed by the sun. Once there were valleys where rivers used to run. Once there were blue skies with white clouds high above. Once they were part of an everlasting love.
John McEwen is best known for being a founding member of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Solo, how would you compare his work to that band?
Solo, he really was a lot of the musicianship behind it. He plays banjo, fiddle, guitar. You know, I think one of his other claims to fame is he's the guy who taught Steve Martin how to play the banjo. A very entertaining performer, a really exciting performance, showing a lot of his virtuosity on the many, many different instruments that he plays.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. He did the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, higher than anybody before or since. And then he'd lightly touch down.
Tell me about the Texas band 2-Bit Palomino. They have some nice vocals.
Yeah, they do. In fact, they were the 2011-2013 Texas Vocal Group of the Year, and this year got voted as the best band in Texas. Their harmony is kind of magical to me.
Next thing you know, he was popping the question, and all it took was a little suggestion from a pretty girl by the river on a moonlit night. Didn't matter how young they were, 'cause she loved him, he loved her. Love's enough to make everything all right.
And there are several other performers as well. Besides the main concerts, what other aspects of the festival are key from your perspective?
The whole reason we do this is what's going on as we speak right now. We have 500 children in the auditorium that are singing so loud, I think the roof of this auditorium may go off into the air. And the proceeds from this performance for the whole weekend go to help pay for music in our schools and support the local events that are here.
And over the course of a dozen years of the festival, I would imagine that the need for music in the schools through this festival and other places has changed rather dramatically as school funding has.
It has, because many schools that we work with have no music at all. So we actually fund the teachers to go into the school and teach the curriculum, create one-time choirs that actually get to go on stage and perform with the performers that are here. Which is an exciting opportunity for those kids.
Anything else about the festival that you feel makes it unique?
What we're able to do is get some of the top folk performers from all over the U.S. to come here for one weekend to not only perform, but also to go out into the community, into the local nursing homes, the hospitals, the restaurants, and more important, jam sessions to which the public and other musicians are invited. You know, we're going to have jam sessions Saturday night with John McEwen, the Brothers Four, Rick Nessler, who is a Grammy Award winner, Kathy Boyd and Phoenix Rising, one of the hottest bluegrass bands in the Northwest, and all the other performers that are here in town.
Hal Weiner, musical director of the Winter Folk Festival in Florence. The 12th Annual Winter Folk Festival takes place at the Florence Event Center this Saturday and Sunday, January 18th and 19th. All proceeds go to fund music in the schools and to support the Florence Event Center. For a complete schedule, tickets, and more information, winterfolkfestival.org. Thanks for your time today, Hal.
You're welcome.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.